بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم والتابعين إلى يوم الدين أما بعد. My dear brother and sister in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Today inshallah, with the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will try to recap a little bit of what we said last week, and we start inshallah with Ibrahim alayhi salam after that. By this way, the main topic today will be Ibrahim alayhi salam, but we will go a little bit of last week. As a reminder, we talked last week about, we ended up last week with Hud alayhi salam and Salih alayhi salam. Hud alayhi salam, he came in Qawm Aad, the people of Aad. And the people of Aad, very powerful, very tall, very strong, have civilization and have power. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talk about it in Quran like nobody will have ever like it. Do you know one of the disease shaitan give it to them? Makes them believe they will live forever. They will never die. And one of the calamity Allah give it to them, he open all the goodness. It rings a bell for us. He opened all the goodness. He gives them water, rain, beautiful land. The agriculture at this time was so, you know, progressed. Nobody will ever have like them. But wonder what happened. Instead of thank the Creator, Allah, and go back and discover who is the provider, they become arrogant and they forget the message and they deny it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explained it to us, he finished them with the wind. By the way, in Quran is almost 7 to 17 style and ways of wind. Allah said in Quran, some wind with torture, some wind with rain, some wind with mercy, some wind with goodness, some wind with generosity, some wind with kindness, some wind with food. They all wind, but each wind carries something in it. And some wind with torture, like in this kind of situation. And we never know the army of Allah, who they are. It can be anything by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A few hundred years go by, not even, wallahu alam, Allah know exactly the timing, the people of Salih came. The another messenger, Salih, to Qawm Thamud. And similar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he opened. And again, what happened? Did he do the same thing? And one of the arrogant way of the son of Adam sometime, they ask Salih, O Salih, if you claim you are from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give us a sign. And they keep bargaining about the sign. Until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell them by his own prophet or messenger, Salih alayhi salam, is, look at this area, and they have an area, like a mountain area. And he said, look at this area, you know it for a fact, it is a mountain. Is a rocks, an animal will come out from it. not like any animal. This will be your sign. An animal came. It's not a cow, it's not a camel, it's nothing similar to her at its own time. With a long neck, huge, nothing similar to it. Many report about what happened, but we're not sure about the detail. But all we know, it came as a sign from Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell them, don't touch it. And you used to have a big well. And he said, you have one day, and the animal have one day. Wonder what happened. After a while, look how the son of Adam, what he do. They start looking to the well after the day of the animal. And they find out this animal, one of the torture of Allah, one of the calamity of Allah to them and tribulation to them. Is this animal, every time it drink from the well, the following days he will come, he find the well is empty. It drink almost all the water. They start complaining. They start complaining about their crops is decreasing. The animal used to go to the best area in the farming and eat it. And one of the trial to them is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he sent the sign, he said, don't touch it. Basically, let it drink one day, and you drink one day. Don't join it in the drink. And let it go eat in the land of Allah the way it wants. It makes them very upset. Very upset. And wonder what happened. Nine criminal people, they sit down and plot and plan against the animal and against Saleh. And he said, let's get rid of it. Even Saleh alayhi salam, he explained, don't touch it. And otherwise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will torture you. He said, yes. And they make a joke about it. Okay. And like any other human being, they sit down, drink, whatever, they do what they did, and they plot plan against the animal. One of them hit it, the another one crippled it, the another one slaughtered it. The moment they do that, right away, Saleh alayhi salam, he knew. And he went, he warning them. He said, you have 3 days. After 3 days, the torture of Allah has come. They killed the animal, if my memory is correct, they killed it on Wednesday. By this way, by killing it on Wednesday, they have Thursday, Friday, Saturday. By this way, the torture is coming Sunday. And one of the signs of the torture, he said, the faces will be changed. Every day, your face, the color of the face will be changed. Basically, the first day was yellow, second day was red, third day was dark. Now they know what he said is true. And they're waiting now Sunday. And when the cloud came, and they see it coming, they said, you see, you do not know nothing. And they have been destroyed. Because this cloud carry big wind. They heard thunder, the earth trembled. But like usual, the son of Adam tried to play arrogant. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not leave nobody among them. Nobody. Nobody. You see? What we learn from that? Today we claim we have the technology, we have everything. It rings a bell. We the one we know, superpower, the top. What will happen to us? And even for us as a Muslim today, we see how many signs of Allah. Allah just give us a tiny bit to test. Hurricane, earthquake, volcano, flood. Big fire. Nobody can stop it for days and weeks. If Allah wants to spread it. Rain. Snow. The power of Allah is talking. But where we are? And it's finished. Two nations finished in no time. Do you know, did you see and understand the cycle of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is the same. Allah sent, He opened, they will become arrogant more. Instead of thanks Allah of what He give them and offer them, they forget and they forget the message. And this will be the beginning of the end. Finished. Do you know what happened to us now? If you really believe in Islam and believe in Allah, we can have the same thing identical. Any time. How many lands and how many towns and small villages is destroyed and it finished in a few minutes. And we hear it. We hear it in the news and like it's not belong to us. It happened to them. This one of the blindness. Always the shaitan make you believe it is them, not me. Until the time will come to you. And again, like usual, this may way, the same way of the steps of shaitan. He make people forget the message. Forget where is he living and who he are and where is he going. And once the person forget, wonder what happened. He start follow his desire. He start follow the temptation of the devil. And wonder what happened. This brings the anger of Allah. And little by little the anger increase until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will torture them. Finish. Anytime. None of us is safe. None of us is safe from the torture of Allah. The only way to be saved if we hold tight to the robe of Allah and we ask Allah to save us. That's it. And we try to be active for Allah and spread Islam. Because those the only one will be saved in a time of torture. Or Allah will take them before that. If you look to the Sunnah of Allah, the way of Allah, you will find out every few hundred years another messenger and a prophet. After Salih, by some time, wonder what happened. Nobody in earth talk about Allah. Nobody in earth think about Allah. Nobody in earth believe in Allah. And at this time, people was worshipping two styles. A group of people in Iraq area, it's called Babel at this time, they worship a statue. Imagine you make your own statue and you worship it. And another group of people in Syrian area, you know the Syria and all this area, they call it the Sham at this time, they worship the stars. This is the only two types of worship at this time. And look to the Sunnah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He bring a young boy. And this young boy, his father is a maker of a statue. And this young boy, his name Ibrahim, alayhi salam, later on. And we call him Ibrahim al-Khalil. And Khalil meaning the companion and beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in here when we said Ibrahim al-Khalil, the friend and the companion of Allah, meaning Allah chose him to give him this title for something we will know it later on. And Ibrahim alayhi salam, later on we will discover, we call him also the father of all messenger. Does anybody know why Ibrahim alayhi salam we label him as the father of all messenger? Anybody know? Do you remember after Adam alayhi salam, we do not have too many messenger. The first one was whom? Nuh alayhi salam. And after Nuh, what happened? Finished. Everything in earth is finished. And from Nuh alayhi salam, we have whom? We have Saleh. We have Hud alayhi salam. But all the people, what happened to them? Finished. Can you see what's going on? Finished. And now, at this time, Ibrahim alayhi salam. Why we call Ibrahim alayhi salam the father of all messenger and prophet? Because all messenger and prophet until Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam will come from his own seed. You understand now? And he started advising his father. He said, my father, you make a statue, you give it to me to sell it in the market, and later on to tell me to worship it. How? The statue is not benefit. He's not listening. He's not doing anything. How you make me do that? And he used to talk to his mother like that, and his mother tell him, shh, the king will know. Because at this time, it used to be a king. His name is Namrud. And Namrud, he was the only biggest king at this time. And he used to tell people, I am the creator. I am the biggest one. I do whatever I want. That's why people are scared of him and obey him. But Ibrahim alayhi salam, with the fitrah of Iman, the fitrah of Islam, the submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he denied what they're doing. And we can see one of the first lesson in here, when Ibrahim alayhi salam, he used to give da'wah, he used to invite his father. He knew his father is wrong, he knew his mother is wrong, but what he said? He said, oh my father, why? Why you worship someone is not benefit to you? He doesn't hear and he doesn't see. Why you do not worship the one who created us? The one he created us. The one if I'm sick, he cure me. The one who give me guidance. The one who forgive me. The one who if I die, I will ask him to forgive me. Oh my father, I get knowledge you do not have. Oh, please, my father, listen to me. At this time, we learn from that what? How to give da'wah. By this way, da'wah would be with what? With lutf, with kindness, to be soft, patient, with wisdom, choose the wording, with humble. Humble, humility, not to the person, to Allah. And in some report, he used to get beat up and he better get hurt. His father used to get very upset at him. Take it, go to the market, sell it. And at night, they have to worship the rest of the over of the statue. And Ibrahim alayhi salam, it doesn't make sense. He will not do that. Allah prepared him to be a prophet. He put in his heart the understanding. And one day, when Ibrahim alayhi salam grow up, he become a young boy or a young man. They used to have a festival in a certain time in a week or in a month. And they used to have a big festival every year. The festival for all the statue. And gives them food and give them things to make them happy. By this way, if they make the statue happy, they have a beautiful year. And whoever have a need, he go to the statue and put korbani, put something to get closer to the God, the Creator. This is what they believe. Imagine how a human being can be blind. And one day, with the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he asked him, his father, come to the festival with us. He said, I'm a saqim, I'm sick. And he was not sick. We will talk about that, because Ibrahim alayhi salam, he lied 3 lies in his life. Each lie he lied for Allah. He said, I'm a saqim, I'm a sick. But he meant in his intention, is I'm sick of what you're doing. Can you see now? Mm-hmm. By this way, his father think about it, him sick, he's sick physically. But he's sick of what he's doing. By this way, he said, I'm sick. His father, okay, sit down at home. When the festival finished, he go to the big, big gathering of all the statue. And he get a big, like, hammer. And he start tikki tukku tikki tukku tikki tuk. He finished all of them. And he came to the biggest one, and he put the axe. The following day, they coming to the end of festival, they fought all their gods is God. Now they said, we heard a young man, he's the one, he didn't like our gods. Bring him. And they bring him. You did this, Ibrahim? He said, me? Ask him. Ask the greatest one among them. He has the axe around his neck. Ask him. They look at the statue, and after that they said, we are oppressor. How we asking a statue cannot talk and cannot listen? But after that, look at the arrogance of a human being. They felt what happened. Inside you know you are guilty, but you try to make something. They said, no, you did it to them. But in the beginning, in the first moment, they know something is deep wrong. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Quran, believe it or not, if you want, you can read the story of Ibrahim alayhi salam in Quran, beautiful, the scenario. I'm just going quick, by this way I can cover the maximum I can. He said, you did it, Ibrahim? He said, no. Look, ask the big greatest one. He said, how we can ask the one who cannot listen and talk? He said, this is the gods you worship? If they cannot help themselves, how they can help you? You see how he gives them dawah? How he invites them? He said, if they cannot help themselves, how they can help you? How a paralyzed person can help you? We do it today. We do it today to ourselves and our family, but in different way, but it's the same principle. We worshiping our style of life, and we think our style of life will benefit us, and it's actually harming us. And when the style of life changed, we said, oh, what happening? Something is wrong. And we forget there's nothing wrong with the material status, it's wrong with us, deep down in us. At this time, they said, what are we going to do with Ibrahim? They said, let's get a gathering. And they make consultation between each other. And like usual, the moment you embrace Islam, you are the bad person. Something wrong with you. And wonder what happened. they already decided and they have the verdict. We going to collect fire and we going to throw him alive and burn him of his action. And they collect the fire. When they collect the fire, actually they collected for many, many months. Everybody was happy. According to their happiness, they collect more wood. To the point they said this fire, bird fly so high, will be burned. Just from flying in the top of the fire. And they sent to some man from the Kurdistan at this time to build the first manganiq. What's the manganiq by English? The things you put something and you throw it away. It's made by wood. It's almost like a something to throw something away.
A scaffold?
What's that?
A scaffold?
No, no. Not a scaffold.
To throw what away, like?
They put Ibrahim alayhi salam in like a spoon, and this spoon, it has the end of it as a rock, and they have it with hold it, and boom, and they throw it away.
Something walking like a spring like to.
Exactly. Throw
like
it away.
A catapult or something like that.
Exactly.
Something like a catapult.
Yeah. Anyway, it has a name. I do not know the name. Anyway, they make this equipment. And from a long distance, they prepare it and they throw him away. Before throwing away, they give him da'wah. Stop it, Ibrahim. Do not do it. Stop what you're saying. He said, no way. I will not stop. Do you know how many Muslims on the earth at this time? Only one. Only one. At the time of Ibrahim, only one Muslim is Ibrahim. And the whole earth is not a Muslim. And later on will become Ibrahim and his wife Sarah and his cousin Lut alayhi salam. That's it. And everybody else is a non-Muslim. His mother, his father, everything. It rings a bell, by the way. Every time you try to really embrace Islam, you will find all the community and people around you is against you. Ibrahim alayhi salam, when he came to the fire, before they throw him, Angel Jibreel asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh Allah, can I go help Ibrahim alayhi salam? He's the only one, say la ilaha illallah. There's no one worthy of worship except Allah. Let me save him. He said, go. Ibrahim alayhi salam, he asked him, who sent you? Is Allah send you? He said, no. I just coming to help by permission of Allah. He said, I do not need you. The angel of one came. He said, oh Ibrahim, I won't help you. He said, is Allah help ask you to help me? He said, no. I ask for Allah permission to come to help you. And I can just blow a small tiny blow. I make all the fire burning him, burning them, and nothing will happen to you. He said, from you, I do not know no help. The angel of rain came and he asked him, oh Ibrahim, I won't help you. I can say I put a cloud and boom. Destroys the fire in no time. He said, is Allah send you? He said, no. He said, I do not need no one, no help from you. I need only help from the one, only Allah. And even he did not ask for help. Do you know why he did not ask for help? He believed in Allah. He has faith, yaqeen, in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when he was ready to throw him away, he said, Hasbi Allah wa ni'mal wakeel. Allah is my sufficient enough. And he's my representative. I put all my faith in Allah. At the same moment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because the fire is a slave, we forget that. We forget not only us as a slave, everything has been created is a slave exactly like us. But the opposite between us and other slave is we disobey Allah and everything else do not disobey Allah. At this time he called, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called, he said, Kuni bardan wa salaman ala Ibrahim. Be cool and peace for Ibrahim. One scholar, he said, if he said only cool, it might be cold and harm. And if he said only peace, it might be peace, but a little bit warm, it will harm him. But that's why Allah said, be cool and peace for Ibrahim. Meaning be a nice degree, make him live nicely. And in some report, he lived for a long time. This long time is not reported authentic, but some people said 40 days, some people said 4 months inside the fire. With the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How he eat, how he drink, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provide by his own way. And even he was tied in him, according to some report, the thigh has been burned by the fire and not even one single hair of his body has been burned. By the will of Allah, because he have faith in Allah. You know? Now wonder what happened. Everybody outside waiting. After all this time, wonder what happened. Everybody waiting. The fire come down, come down, come down. All of a sudden this man is coming. Who's coming? Ibrahim alayhi salam.
Assalamu
alaikum. Alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And Ibrahim alayhi salam, when he start coming, now he has a new job. What's the new job? The new job was a king, Namrud. He's very upset. And when Namrud came, they have a chat, but not a regular chat. Namrud start asking him, I am the creator. I create. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the power to Ibrahim alayhi salam. To ask him, O Ibrahim, wave to this mountain. It was three birds. The three birds has been reported in each bird in different mountain. Come to you. Cut them in pieces. Mix them up. And tell them, get up. They will get up by the name of Allah. And everybody go back to their own mountain. You see? By this way, this king get upset. He said, I give life and death too. He called two slaves. And he commanded one to be killed and the another one to go. He said, you see, I give life too and I take life. Can you see what he did? You understand what happened? He claimed he make people live according to what he want and he kill whom he want. And he called that, he give life and he take life. Don't forget, always the people who argue, you cannot win. At this time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he put it in the heart of Ibrahim. He said, Namrud, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he brings the sun from the east going to the west. Can you bring it back? فَبُهِتَ الَّذِي كَفَرَ. The one who denies, the one he's a lie, the one who always argue, he cannot say nothing. Anyway, the conversation finished, The Namrud is angry. Ibrahim alayhi salam, he's now give up this area. He went away to Syria. Syria area, at this time, what do you worship? Anybody remember?
Stars.
At this time, what happened to Namrud? Look at the ending also. Namrud at this time, he went one day. You see, always a king from arrogance, he go out and they show off. In his own army. Now he's going with his own army. Wonder what happened. Look at the power of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent him 3 messengers. But not a regular messenger. Some reports he said he sent angels. Some people said he sent kings. But actually, wallahu alam, he sent kings, different people in a level of king to give him a message. The point is, he was always denying the message of Allah. And like anyone else, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give him a time and he finish him. You know what Allah did? He sent the mosquito. He sent an army of mosquito. This army of mosquito was reported, they eat all the army of the Namrud. The whole army was eaten alive by the mosquito. This mosquito, you know, you do like this, it die. It die. The same mosquito, we cannot see it sometime, and the wing is so tiny, this mosquito destroy a whole army by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And not only that, one mosquito, and even they reported, some report, this mosquito has a broken leg. It entered to one of the nose of the Namrud, and this mosquito, with the will of Allah, keep going until it ends the brain. And it lived in his brain 400 years. 400 years he have a headache. And he have pain in his brain. And he will not come down until he gets the shoes and they beat him up in his head. Every time they beat him up in his head, he come down. The mosquito stop. When they stop beating up, beat him up, the mosquito start working again. And there's imagine. No Tylenol, no aspirin, you know, no sleeping pills, no. The sleeping pills of Namrud was the shoes. 2x4. Tick. This is what you call it disgrace. When Allah wants disgrace someone, you see, he claimed, I am the king, I am the one, I do. Okay, come on, I am a mosquito. And he finished. At this time, I said, Ibrahim alayhi salam, he left to Syria. At this time, he left from this area to Syria with 3, was actually 2. Him, his wife Sarah, and his cousin, or the son of his cousin, Lut alayhi salam. This is the only believer in earth at this time. Nobody believe in Allah at this time except them. And at this time also we know Sarah never have children. She's a woman, never have birth, never have a children. They stay some time in Syria at this time. And like I said, people at this time they worship what?
Stars.
Stars. And we know the story. Ibrahim alayhi salam, always Allah give him guidance. In the middle of doubt, he go to the mountain. And he look. He find a small star. He said, it's nice. It has light. It give goodness. It might be my creator. When it finished, he said, no, no, no. My creator cannot go away. This is a pure understanding. After a while, following day, he sees a moon. Bigger, more bright, more benefit. He said, yes, creator has to be bigger, more benefit and more light. Again, go away. The sun. In the end, he find everybody go away. He said, I do not love the things go away. I believe in the one who created all of them. And I bear witness, I believe the only one who create everyone. By this way, always a seeker. By this way, we learn in the middle of doubt what you do. You seek guidance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You seek guidance from Allah. Allah will guide you. And He put the right understanding in your heart. But you have to be sincere. Now he go to a journey to Egypt. According to the report, Sarah was pretty woman. And when he went to Egypt, at Egypt at this time it was a king. This king, he loved women. One day he walked, he saw her. He said, who is this? At this time, if he said it's my wife, he killed her. He killed her. By this way, again, Ibrahim alayhi salam, he lied. Do you remember how many lies so far?
Three. One.
How you said three?
One so far.
Okay, the second one, actually, it was when they asked him about who broke all the statue, who destroyed. He said, ask the big one. By this way, it was again a lie for Allah, but in the meantime, not exactly a lie.
Oh, that is the second lie.
But this is the second one. And the third one, now it came. When the king asked, who is this woman? Is my sister. And it was his wife. At this time, he said to the king, leave her for me. He wanted to care about her and have a good time. They took her to the king. At this time, Ibrahim alayhi salam, he made dua and looked to the Muslim woman, the believer. What she did? She made two rak'ah to Allah. And she said of the meaning of, oh Allah, if I go inside and something happened to him, you said I kill him. And if I go inside and he's still like that, oh Allah, he will do something with me. I do not want to do that. Oh Allah, save me from him. She make a dua of this meaning. Wonder what happened. She go inside. The moment she go inside, he go to a deep sleep. When he wake up very scared. Oh, 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 take her out, take her out. She make a magic. After a while, he like her again. Bring him. She make dua to Allah. He go to sleep. Again, when he wake up scared. Oh, take her out, take her out. It happened three times after that. With the will of Allah, he put a lot of hate in his heart to her. And not only a hate, look how Allah can make your enemy your slave. He said, this people is not normal. They cannot sit in Egypt. And he have Hajar. Hajar, one of his servants, he said, give Hajar to her as a slave. I give you this slave as a gift. And take horses, take money, took sheep, took many things. And he full a lot of gift, get out of here. And now Ibrahim alayhi salam and his wife going back to where? Al-Khalil. Until today it called Al-Khalil. It is a very small village. Very close to Jerusalem, Al-Quds. And he stayed there. With whom now? Sarah, his wife, and the wife's slave, Hajar, and his cousin, Lut alayhi salam. One day, like a good wife, Sarah said to her husband, and he was approximately 86 years at this time, and some reports said 95 years or 93 years. Wallahu a'lam, in average around this time. She said to him, Ibrahim, you always want a son. I, my slave, I will give it to you. It become yours. At this time, if you own a slave, it become like your wife. Go. Have from her children. Maybe Allah will give you something. Allah give him from Hajar, Ismail alayhi salam. And wonder what happened. After a while, like any another female, she have some jealousy. And with the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he put in the heart for wisdom, Allah know, to Ibrahim to take Ismail and Hajar to Mecca. At this time, Mecca is a Kaaba. At this time, it's just a bunch of rocks. Very tiny rocks, no house. And nothing there, nobody there, nobody. And he go. He took Hajar, he took his son, infant, Ibrahim alayhi salam, Ismail alayhi salam, and he take some dates and a grab of water. And he go. And he left them. And he started going back without even say a word. Hajar alayhi salam, she asked him, oh Ibrahim, who you leave us for? Or for whom you leave us to? He did not say nothing. She repeated. And Ibrahim alayhi salam is going back toward Jerusalem area. She's the third time she said, oh Ibrahim, is this was a command of Allah? He shake his head. She said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never destroy us. Go. Imagine the faith of a woman, believe in Allah, and obey her husband. Look at now the first lesson for us. After he left, whatever she has is not enough for a few days, dates and water. According to some report, everything is gone, water is gone, dates is gone, even her own breast has no milk, even her own mouth has no saliva. The baby's crying, screaming, the scream of dying from hunger and thirst. Son, nobody, nobody. And at this time, she start do the sa'i. Sa'i meaning the walk very fast between two hills, one called Safa and one called Marwa. And she start going up, looking. Is anything she can see? Nothing. She go down. She did this 7 times. After 7 times, she have no strength. Now she knows she's finished. Physically, she's finished. With the heart, is not finished. At this time, her heart, where connected to? Her?
Allah.
And she said, psst. And she heard something. And after she heard something, underneath the toes of her own baby, she find a well, is burst from the earth. It was Angel Jibreel came especially for her. And he hit with the tip of his wing the ground, and Zamzam was came. The well of Zamzam. This is the story of the well of Zamzam until now we drink from it. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, may Allah give mercy to Hajar. If she did not hold tight the water and let it go, this well will become like a big lake until today. But she used to like hold tight, you know, when you're somebody have no water and all of a sudden you see water, I want to save the water. Whereas when she takes the water and fills the grab and she has a drink for her son. What we learn from here? Faith. Faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And here we have to stop also for a moment. Can we lie? Lie is forbidden, except in three conditions. Anybody can tell me the three conditions? Okay. One condition in a battlefield, in a war. You allow to lie for the benefit of Islam and the benefit of the Muslimin. In a battlefield, you allow to lie. Second one, you allow to lie to make up between two or to care about the affair of others. Two people argue with each other and both of them make mistakes. And you want to correct their mistakes by doing a little bit of lie to get them together. It's allowed. And the third one, you allow to lie to your wife. What kind of a lie? For example, you have no good relationship with her. But for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you said, oh, my beauty, you are Miss America, you are this, you are that, you know? But you do not mean it in your heart, but just to make her happy, you allow to do that. Whereas we lie is allowed in three conditions only. In the battlefield, two, make up between people, and to your wife. We talk about the three lies Ibrahim alayhi salam did. And each one for Allah. Not for his benefit, for Allah. And also from the story of Ibrahim alayhi salam and Hajar and Ismail, what we learn? We learn how as a Muslim family have to sacrifice for Allah. If you look to all this story, you find out all this family, father or mother or children, is only sacrificing for Allah. Imagine the father left the mother and her child and go away. And according to the report, once in a while, Ibrahim alayhi salam, he used to go to visit Hajar. After that, by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one tribe was walking by. When this tribe, they saw some bird. And they said, we never see a bird in this area before. Bird do not fly this much lower from the ground unless it's a will of water. But we never knew about water before. And this tribe, they sent somebody to investigate. And he came with the news. We find a woman and a baby and she has a well of water. And this tribe went and she said, look at the manor. Once you are sitting next to a well in a desert, it belongs to you. He asked, can you please permit us to drink from it? She said, yes. But it's not belong to you. He said, okay. And later on, he married one of their daughters. After a while, Ibrahim alayhi salam used to go visit, you remember? And Ismail alayhi salam at this time, he was a little bit big. But before that, when he was a young boy, going to be a young man, something happened very important. Imagine a man, very old, his wife never have birth. He always want a son. Why he want a son? Anybody know why Ibrahim alayhi salam, he want a son? He knew he is a messenger. He's a prophet. he has to have a seed. He has to inherit Islam and earth. And it has to be from a seed of a prophet. By this way, he wants to spread Islam and he wants the seed through Allah. He gets the son, Ismail alayhi salam. He loves his son. When he grew up and he reached approximately 13 years old, which is a son, always is a son, an age, always a father, become very happy with his son, which is the age, it makes the father believe he now he is a young man. At this time, wonder what happened. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give him the vision, the ru'ya, to kill and slaughter his own son. And again, we learn, a messenger, a prophet, a father, for Allah, anything goes, even his own son. He went, he have a consultation with a man. Oh my son, I saw such and such, what do you think? He said, oh my father, whatever you want to do, and Allah ask you to do, you will find me, inshallah, patient and obedience to you. Do whatever Allah commands you to do. He go sharp the knife, and he put him in an area, and from his love, he put him upside down, meaning he put his face down. By this way, he would not see his face. By this way, he was planning to slaughter him from the neck. And according to some report, every time he put the knife and tried to slaughter him, knife would not do nothing. He just sharp it. He test it. It's very sharp. But once it touch, his neck is not sharp anymore. And is not doing anything. Do you know why? The work of Allah, meaning the power and the knife to cut has been denied. Exactly like the fire. Every creation in earth, Allah can take the quality from it any time. Who's the owner of all the cause? I cannot hear you.
Allah.
Allah is the owner of all the cause. He can make it to us. He can make it against us. You see? If we only believe. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in some report of some scholars, he said, Allah do not want Ismail alayhi salam. Allah, he want to test Ibrahim alayhi salam of obedience and the complete pure love to Allah only. It's almost like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell Ibrahim alayhi salam, slaughter the love of Ismail in your heart. And the moment he obey, meaning he has no love of Ismail more than the love of Allah. Meaning the love of Allah above of any love. And wonder what happened. At this time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he sent him the big sheep, the male sheep, as equivalent of his obedience and as a qurbani instead of his son. Why? Because Allah, his word is one. This for that, Ya Ibrahim. You obey me, I give you this. And he cook it and he eat from it. And until now, all this become our main habits and custom, because we belong to whom? Ibrahim alayhi salam. We have to remember at this time, Ibrahim alayhi salam, is how old he is now? Approximately around 100. And at this time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was sending an angel to destroy the people of Lut. We're going to talk about it in detail next week, inshallah. Why? Because the people of Lot, what they did, they starting something very evil. Instead of having relationship between a man and a woman, they start having a relationship man and a man and a woman and a woman in a massive way. And this was the beginning of torture. And Allah will destroy all of them. We'll see. But anyway, when this angel was coming to destroy the people of Lot, what they did? They give him the news. Your wife Sarah is pregnant, and she will give you Ishaq. And after Ishaq, Allah will give you a lot of children. He said, how? My wife, she never have children, and she's an old woman. And I'm a very old man. My hair is white. He said, this is what Allah said. Do you know what is that? A gift. You obey Allah in everything, Allah will open and give you. You see? But you have first to go through the trial. And you have to steadfast in the trial, and you have to really obey Allah in the trial, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open. By this way, if you be patient and steadfast in the trial, Allah will open and give you exactly what you want and more for the benefit of it in this life and hereafter. Now we have a topic in here. Do you know what the Jewish people claim? They claim the story of Ismail is a hocus pocus, and it was Ishaq, not Ismail. Why? Because Ibrahim alayhi salam Hajar from where? Where is Hajar from? Egypt. Where is Sarah from? Bani Israel, similar to Ibrahim alayhi salam. By this way, the son, which is Ismail, they do not consider him from Bani Israel, because he came from a belly, is not belong to a Jewish woman. They do not like that. But when Ishaq came from Sarah, mashallah, by this way, they diverted the history and they won't claim Ishaq is Ismail and Ismail is Ishaq. And if we look to the sequence of Quran, Ismail came first, and 14 years later, Ishaq came. And even Ishaq came, he didn't show up a man. He came in the belly of Sarah, in the age of what? Almost 100 years old, when Ibrahim alayhi salam was 100. How old she is at this time, I do not know. But most likely around 90. Okay? Also, they claim, every group they claim, is Ibrahim alayhi salam is belong to them. Meaning the Jewish people, they said, Ibrahim alayhi salam is Jewish. And the Christian people, they claim, Ibrahim alayhi salam is a Christian. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said it very beautifully and very easy. Said, Ibrahim alayhi salam came before Jesus and before Moses. How he can be a Jewish or he can be a Christian? You know, very simple. He was a Muslim, submitting to the oneness of God, the only one, the Creator, the Almighty. Now we want to go to the quality of Ibrahim. What is his quality? What is the major quality of Ibrahim alayhi salam? But before we go that, before I forget, let's go to story happened very important and we learn a lot from it. When Ibrahim alayhi salam go later on to Ismail alayhi salam to visit him, you know, now he's become young man, he married. And we remember, Ibrahim alayhi salam, he used to visit once in a while, whatever, every few months, whatever. One day he go to where Ismail alayhi salam live, which around Kaaba exactly, you know, and he knock in the door. A woman show up. Who is that? He said, a visitor. Is Ismail here? She said, no. He said, who you are? She said, I'm his wife. Where he is? He went outside to get us something to eat. How is your life? She said, very bad. In a calamity. How is your food? She said, nothing. We don't have nothing. It rings a bell, you know? Anyway, he asked her, when he come, tell him to change the step of his door. She said, okay. Ismail alayhi salam came after a while, his father left. Because at this time when they used to come, he can come for, he can go outside for a day, 2 days, 1 week. Allah knows. Anyway, he said, he's a son of messenger and prophet, and he's a messenger and prophet. He said, is anybody visit? She said, yes. Who? She said, the man with his figures. He said, what he ask you? She said, what he tell you? She said. He said, he advise you anything? She said, yes. He said, when Ismail come, ask him to tell him, to, he tell you, he advise you to change the steps of your door. He said, you are the steps of my door, and my father tell me to divorce you. Go home to your tribe. You divorced. Fine. Finished. Later on, same visit happened. A woman answered. Ismail here? No. Who you are? I'm his wife. Where he went? He went to get us to eat. How is your life? Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Good and all the goodness. What is your food? She said, meat and water. He said, may Allah give you barakah in what he give you, meat and water. And he make dua for them. And he said, when your husband come, tell him to keep the step of his door. The man came, Ibrahim Ismail alayhi salam, peace and blessing be upon him. She asked him, anybody come? He said, yes. Who? He said, a man with this figure and this quality. He said, this is my father. She said, what he ask you? She said, what you answer? She said, he said, he advise you anything? He said, yes. She said, yes. He said, what he advise you with? She said, he'd ask you when you come to keep your doorstep. He said, you are my doorstep, and my father tell me to keep you. What we learn from that? We learn any woman disclose the family situation, she's a kha'in, a betrayer. In the front of Allah, she's a betrayer. You cannot talk about your family affair. Do you remember it rings a bell also with whom we have the same problem? Nuh alayhi salam.
His wife.
His wife too. A betrayer. Who also we will see next week? Inshallah, Lut alayhi salam. Can you talk about any personal affair? You allowed only for questioning to a scholar or a judge or something, if you have an affair you're not sure about it and you want Islamic advice. But you cannot go and everybody give a story about what's going on. We not allowed. How is everything? Alhamdulillah. Rabbil Alameen. How is eating? Alhamdulillah. How is your husband? Alhamdulillah. How is life? Alhamdulillah. Actually, if you follow the sunnah, you do not have too much between you and any another woman. Imagine, anybody call you today and keep asking answer by Alhamdulillah, they will get tired of you. They will not call you anymore. But if you did it, mashallah, you are a good woman. You know, but it's when you get cursed by Allah, it's cursed.
You've been in a house in hell.
In hellfire. Yes, you have enjoy 1 hour and you make other envy you, because a lot of women just trick another woman to envy her. It's a trick, shaitan do it. And in the meantime, it make you upset. Because always after two women talk to each other, she will get upset. Oh, her husband does this, my husband do not do it. She has this, I do not have it. She said this. And shaitan make you busy about things it's not relevant to you at all. And not only that, you will become not liking your life. You become upset. You compare. And the moment you do that, you have contentment? Yes? No! And if you do not have contentment, what happened? You will be cursed. Because you do not like what Allah give you. You see? We have to learn from that. Very important. Now let's go to Ibrahim alayhi salam. What's the quality of Ibrahim alayhi salam, the most quality? Ibrahim alayhi salam, Allah give him a lot of quality in Quran. A lot of quality. But a very important major quality of Ibrahim, we should take care about it. Because every messenger prophet has quality, is for us to learn from it. One of his main quality also, Abu Difan. You know what the meaning Abu Difan? The father of all guests. He will never eat until he have a guest. And if he will not have a guest, he takes the food his wife made for him, and he go run from one valley to another looking for a traveler to share with him the food. Generosity. It rings a bell when somebody hits a ring a bell or something at the time of dinner or lunch. Why he coming now? He do not know I'm eating. You know, we're building a notion when I'm eating, nobody should come. I'm busy. It's me, my food. How you can share with me? You nuts? You know, this notion is very bad. Actually, if somebody ring at the time of eating, you should be very happy. You should be very happy. You should actually make dua, oh Allah, let me join my food with anyone. The house has guests, never have poverty. The Prophet promised. The house have guests, never have poverty. And Allah forgive their sins and give them barakah. And the house has no guests, Allah dislike them. You see? One of the signs of the believer is the Prophet. All Prophet and Messenger used to have guests at the time of eating. All the time. Anyone. But not anyone. You go find any drunk from the street and say, I have somebody as a guest. No. You know, you choose. You try today. But anyways, it's one of the quality of Ibrahim. Also, Ibrahim alayhi salam kana ummah. Do you know what the meaning ummah? Nation. Why? Imagine a Muslim, one person against the whole earth. Imagine one inviter against everybody. By this way, Allah gave him a label, he was a nation. Not a person, a nation. Qanitan. Qanitan meaning he was always cry. Awahan muniban. Always crying, always fear of Allah. Shakiran li an'umihi. Thank always to Allah for His own bounty. You will find it in Surah An-Nahl, the chapter of Nahl bees, 12 to 127. And you will find it in Surah Al-Baqarah. You will find it in many surah. And also Ibrahim alayhi salam among the five main Messenger, Prophet, Allah call him Ulul Azm, the most strongest one. Anybody know the most strongest one, whom they are, the five? Nuh alayhi salam, Ibrahim alayhi salam, Musa alayhi salam, Isa alayhi salam, Jesus, and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What else? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one scholar, he said something beautiful. He said one of the verse is the most one Allah praised Ibrahim alayhi salam with it is, he said, wa Ibrahim alladhi waffa. Ibrahim, the one, he fulfilled his promise. He was honest and sincere. What kind of sincerity he has? One scholar, he said something very beautiful. He said, "Waffa bi jasadihi lil-niran, wa waffa bi malihi lil-difan, wa waffa bi qalbihi lil-rahman." He completely sacrificed his body in the time of the fire. You remember? He has a choice. Take it for Allah. And he sacrificed his money for all the guests. He always have guests. You see? And he sacrificed his love and his heart in a time when Allah asked him to slaughter his own son. This is some of the major quality of Ibrahim alayhi salam. And this is why also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from loving him so much, he make him join Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi salam. Every time we make tashahud, in the end of salah, we said what? Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad, kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim, wa barik ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad, kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim fil alameen naka hamidun. You see? By this way, he joined Ibrahim and his family with Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And also he said, Allah promised him to do things and he fulfilled it also. Five in the head and five in the body. The five in the head is, he asked him to trim his mustache. You find out Jewish people and other, they have a long mustache over the lips. A Muslim, from the time of Ibrahim alayhi salam, we have to trim our mustache. And also, he asked him to make the madmada. You know, when you gargle, when you wash your mouth, to gargle. And also he asked him with the siwak. You know miswak? And he asked him also with istinshaq, you know, to clean your nose. And also he asked him to, they used to have the hair divided into half. Most of the Prophet and Messenger like that. Meaning, they commit half and half. And about the one in the body, he asked him to cut his nails. Male and female, we have to cut our nails weekly, and is recommended to do it every Thursday night. It's a lot of blessing. To make sure the water go underneath your nail and be clean. Very important. And also is to shave underneath your arm and in the top of your private part. This is according to the amount of hair you have. You should be clean. Not more than 2-3 weeks or 40 days. But again, according to the amount of hair. Okay? And also circumcise. For male and female, but for a female it has a different, you know, regulation. We're not going to talk about it now, it's another topic. And when we go to the bathroom and to clean ourselves, we should wash ourselves with water, front and back. This is some of the things Allah teaches to Ibrahim alayhi salam. And we have to do it. Why? Because if you look in the Quran, this two verse I always loved very much, because it changed my life completely when I first understand them. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala command Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in da'wah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to command him to do exactly the way Ibrahim did. What he said, this is in Surah Al-An'am, Surah Al-An'am chapter 7, verse 161 to 162, if my memory is correct. Let me correct it again. 161 to 163. Okay. Which, أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل إنني هداني ربي إلى صراط مستقيم دينا قيما ملة إبراهيم حنيفا وما كان من المشركين قل إن صلاتي ونسكي ومحياي ومماتي لله رب العالمين لا شريك له وبذلك أمرت وأنا أول المسلمين صدق الله العظيم. الله سبحانه وتعالى said, say يا محمد, say قل إنني هداني ربي, say Allah give me guidance. قل إنني هداني ربي. Subhanallah, when you translate Arabic to English, all of a sudden sometime you lose it. أعوذ من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل إنني هداني ربي إلى صراط مستقيم. To the way, the straight path. دينا, a way of life. قيما, strong and benefit and successful. ملة إبراهيم حنيفة. The way of Ibrahim عليه السلام. Same way, only to one, the oneness of God, the oneness of only one. وَمَا كَانَ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. And he has no partner with Allah. And after that, قُلْ يَا مُحَمَّدْ. Say, يَا مُحَمَّدْ. إِنَّ صَلَاتِي. My salah, my prayer. وَنُسُكِي. My way of life and whatever I do. وَمَحْيَايَ. And my life. وَمَمَاتِي. And my death. لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. All belong to Allah. لا شريك له. No partner with Allah. وأنا أول المسلمين. And I'm the first Muslim. If we understood this two verse is enough for us. My life, my death, my way of life, everything belong to Allah. Belong to Allah meaning I do not do anything except according to what Allah command me to do. Also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentioned Ibrahim alayhi salam over 35 places in the Quran. 15 times in Surah Al-Baqarah only. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, the generous, the son of generous, the son of generous, the son of generous. They ask him, whom that, ya Rasulullah? He said, Yusuf. Ibn Yaqub, Ibn Ishaq, Ibn Ibrahim, Khalil al-Rahman. Joseph, the son of Yaqub, Jacob, the son of Ishaq, Isaac, the son of Ibrahim, alayhi salam, Ibrahim. Ibrahim, alayhi salam, he died approximately 175 years old, and some report 190. Do you see what's the difference? Nuh alayhi salam, 1,000, maybe more than 1,000. Now the time is going down. You see now, the average people living is going down. Also, we have to stop in here about something. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned about giving him Ibrahim alayhi, Ismail alayhi salam, he said, وَبَشَّرْنَاهُ بِغُلَامٍ عَلِيمٍ. He said, we give him and news, glad tidings of a son is patient with good manner. And when he gave him the glad tidings of Ishaq, Isaac, he said, وَبَشَّرْنَاهُ بِغُلَامٍ عَلِيمٍ. We give him a glad tidings of a son. He's alim. He's a very wise. Can you see? The Arabic people is, if you really, really know them, they're really in their own fitrah. They're very simple people. Look at the Jewish people. They're a lot of brain. All the scientific, all the biggest, you see? And we think it's something good. No, it's a torture from Allah. Because knowledge sometimes leads you to arrogance. And we are going and leaving. After that, Ismail alayhi salam also, he has a message similar to his father. And he died approximately 137 years old. Do you know what this meaning? He died before his father. Can you see? 137 years old. And he buried in the same place like his father and his mother. Ishaq, Jacob, he lived approximately 180 years. And he died where he lived also. Now, if we want summarized what we said tonight, in what the main message we learn? Faith, rely on Allah, believe in Allah, sacrifice for Allah, loving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala above any love, the obedience of Allah, the khilafah, to have a family, to spread Islam, and the duty to spread Islam and leave a seed of Islam. The importance of inviting toward Allah and the duty about it. The obedience of the wife to her husband and the family unity. The obedience of the kids to their own father. Helping the father. Well, I forget to tell you also, Ismail alayhi salam, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded him to build the house, the first house, he went to Ismail alayhi salam, he said, Ismail, Allah commanded me to build the house, can you help me? He said, yes, my father. Imagine a man and his son, only people, building a house by rocks for Allah. The first house built in earth is the Kaaba. And it's very famous. Allah, Ibrahim alayhi salam, he make dua. He make many dua, many beautiful dua to the people of the earth and his generation. And this dua, Allah accept part of it for Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This is why it was destiny and the dua and the prayer of a father and an obedient mother. You see? And he died. Also something very important. Above the Kaaba, exactly in the seven sky, another Kaaba exactly similar in every sky until Al-Bayt Al-Ma'mur, a house exactly like the Kaaba in the seventh sky, and Ibrahim alayhi salam sitting, and his wall, the wall of this Kaaba in the seventh sky is behind him. 70,000 angels go make tawaf around it, and they never come back until the Day of Judgment. Allah creates 70,000 angels go around this house in the seventh sky every single day, and they keep doing that until the Day of Judgment. By this way, we know the importance of this place and the holiest of this place in earth for something Allah knew. What else we learn? We learn the importance of studying the Messenger and Prophet stories and get wisdom from it and see how much they struggle for Allah, only for Allah, and everybody's aiming for Allah. You never heard the palace of such and such a prophet, or the house of such and such a prophet, the business of such and such a prophet, or a companion? No. They did not leave like anybody else something like that. They left only a message. And this is the most important thing to leave in earth, a message. Somebody to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I think for tonight, I'm not going to go to a lot of the detail, because a lot of tiny detail about what Ibrahim alayhi salam make dua for and how it happened. But this, I ask you, go to Quran and study all the verses belong to Ibrahim alayhi salam. You will find it, some of it in Surah An-Nahl, some of it in Surah Al-Baqarah, and if you want, in the future, I can give you all the verses where it is located. Okay, by this way you can study it, inshallah. Or you can buy a book called The Life and Stories of the Messenger and Prophet by Ibn Kathir. And believe it or not, only a few years ago, is available by English. It's very beautiful.
By whom?
Ibn Kathir.
Ibn Kathir?
Yeah.
The Life and Death?
The Life?
No, The Life and life and the Story of the Prophets and Messenger. All of them. Any question, any concern about what we said? And look to the way the same thing happening to us, the same steps, exactly identical. Also is, I forget to give you the story of Jamarat. You know, when you go to Hajj, pilgrimage, when you go, you find out some of the ritual you would do in the time of Hajj, with throw the rocks to a places where the devil show up to Ibrahim alayhi salam and tell him, go back, you nuts. It was me, it was not Allah. You don't have no division. It was me. You crazy? You going to cut and slaughter your own son? And even in some report, he went to his wife, Hajar, at this time. He said, listen, advise your husband. You nuts, you going to leave your husband, butcher your own son, slaughtering him? Imagine I do that to my son now. Wow, I will be in jail. You know? If you try just to give him a couple of smack, wow, you abuse the father. You try to educate, you are abuser. No. What she said? She took some dust and she said, go away, the cursed one. She knew he is the devil. Similar what Ibrahim alayhi salam did. By this way, every place we throw the jamarat, we throw the stone, in the places where shaitan show up to Ibrahim alayhi salam, try to make him not obey Allah. You see, this is what happening to all of us. Teach your kids Islam. No, not now, later. Send them to college. You know, let them be corrupted first. You know, Islam is number one, important. Let them hold their deen before they get lost. No, later, don't worry about it. You see? And we keep doing that until the kids is gone. And after that we said, wow, what you want us to do? No, it is our duty. It's our duty. We're not listening to Allah, we're listening to shaitan. And I'm telling you now, a lot of Muslims today, especially mother, they worship shaitan. They not worship Allah. Because Allah said, save your children and your family. And we said, no. College is number one. Money, job, this and that. Okay, look at the ummah. All the girl and all the woman educated. All of them gone with the wind and no Islam. And we don't have life, and we don't have the hereafter. And after that, when they leave Islam, we start crying, oh, they do this, they do that. And we forget, it is us. We are responsible. Imagine you send your daughter or your son 5 years, 7 years in college alone, and you do not want her to be corrupted. You put me in this environment for a week. I do not know who am I. Is it championship of meat? The college is what they sell you. They make you atheist. They make you wonder if it's a creator or no creator. Religion is just habit and customs. Wake up. You are nuts. How you know it's true? They keep feeding you. Do you know, you study medical, you study engineering, you study electronic, you have to take some philosophy, some psychology. Do you know why? They want to make sure, before you leave, you're brainwashed. And you think, mashallah, I'm getting now wise. You're getting wise? You're getting finished. You finish in this life and then after, and you will never be the same. You always will argue, and the AI teach you arrogant, and they teach you to play a game. You shake your head, yes, I understand. It's like, you know, mashallah, you are stupid, I know, let it go, slide it, flush it. What do you use it? I like this word, somebody teach it to me. What do you call it? Brush it. Everything, brush it. You know? And before you know it, you brush your own life. You see? Even the terminologies he teach you, subhanAllah, and it can inculcate in you, it's very difficult to get rid of it. Because don't forget, the knowledge he feed you, wallahi, I swear by Allah, if anyone tell me I can clean it, he's stupid. 5-7 years and you want to clean it? It's not easy to clean. Your behavior, your thinking, once in a while it will go back to the 5-7 years. This amount of reading and project and study is not easy to finish. It finish you. We have to wake up about that. And we have to aim for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And no way you do that until you study. How you know? You have to study. If you die tonight, you will be questioned about the doctoral degree? Or what Ibrahim alayhi salam happened to him? What Ismail alayhi salam? Who's Joseph? Yusuf alayhi salam? What happened? Who's Jacob? And every one of them give you a lesson. Give you a lesson. What about generosity? And share. Be considerate with others. Think about others. Don't be greedy. Greed is blind. Save what? The only thing you can save is good deed. Any question, any concern? Okay, the message has been done. Now it's up to you to take it seriously and make two rak'ah to Allah before you do anything and ask where I'm going, what I'm doing, for whom I'm doing it, what is my intention. And for a young generation, before you study, ask yourself what I'm studying, for whom I'm studying, what's the purpose of my study, what I'm going to gain, what kind of job I can get, and the job I'm going to get, can I live as a Muslim or not? Today nobody even wants to make a business. Any business today, you will be free. You will be free. Every nation making business, except us. We slave. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, تِسَعْ عَشَارَ رَبْحَ فِي التِّجَارَ. Ninth of the tenth portion in merchant. You want to make money? Merchant. Instead of being a slave to a manager, he or she, every year you go, sir, excuse me, 1%, please. I need 1%. No, no, 75%. No, please, 2%, 1%. Imagine, we'll be humble. We'll be humble and humility and disgrace ourselves for 1%. 1% after tax, maybe $5-$10 per week. You see? And you humiliated yourself. Please. And we said, But we said, and we go back to exactly the same. We have to wake up, wallahi. We have to wake up. Another way we will be with disgrace by Allah. At least at night, cry to Allah, said, Allah, please make me a slave to you. Don't make me slave to dunya. Don't make me slave to a manager. Don't make me slave to a person. Make me slave to you. If you sell your house and live in a cave and go to Allah, really honest to Allah, a slave is better for you than being in a palace and go to Allah, a slave to your palace and your manager. Wake up, what's what we're doing? In a time living in Guyana, you are in much better shape. Maybe your weight is less. You do not have the same amount of meat you have now. But you do not have the corrupted heart you have now. You see? In here you eat, there you eat. Here you sleep, there you sleep. Believe me, you sleep there much better. Calm. You walk slowly. Everything goes slowly. You might not have the luxury of life in here. 20% of the luxury, but your life is much better. In here, you have a headache, and you give yourself a headache in this life and the hereafter. And you think you're doing something. Doing what? Anybody can tell me, do what? The house and mortgage. And even if you pay 80% or 50%, you still have a portion. And even if you fail it, you completely pay it, your kids is gone. Going to Enfire Express, and you're happy. You know, and you're happy. Imagine, you said, I did something. And when you go look to the house, mashallah, I like my house in Enfire. You're looking at looking in your house in Queen. You're looking in your house in Hellfire. I'm serious. Wallahi, I swear by Allah, we looking our houses in Hellfire, in this life. We live miserable. We live so miserable. We scare day and night to lose the house in Hellfire. Imagine, we are afraid to lose the house in Hellfire. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, come to Salah. Come to success, come to me. We said, oh Allah, you do not know. We know more than you. Oh Allah, you have no wisdom. We know wisdom. You do not know America. We know America now. We become American. We speak English. MashaAllah. We know Queens. We know highway. We know how to go. Do you know what happened? I see today a lot of Muslims really commit kufr more than Namrud. The king Namrud, he did not do what we're doing today. Because in our wording, we claim we know more than Allah know. Do you know that? We believe we have wisdom more than Allah. Because if somebody in any given time coming to me and tell me Allah said, I said, no, excuse me, you do not know. I said, Allah said. He said, no, you do not know, I know. I said, Allah said, and you said, I know? You are worse than Fir'aun. You are worse than Namrud. They did not do what you're doing. The Prophet advised us, no, you do not understand. And they will cut you off. They cut you off for their own garbage. But they're not willing to listen what Allah advice is. What the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam advice is. Tell me, what more kuf than that? You can pray 100 prayer a day, you can have 100 hajjah, you can have fasting, and you are a kafir inside. And you do not know. By denying what the message of Allah is. This is we have to wake up. This is the steps of shaitan. At least live in a state of sins and said, I'm a sinner, ya Allah. Oh Allah, save me from my sin. Oh Allah, make me sincere. Enough is enough playing game with myself and shaitan. Imagine you would play with shaitan instead of being with Allah. And every day we see the calamity of other. It's almost like life again. We exactly doing like the people of Ad and Thamud. It's almost like we building forever. Who says we're bending forever? Allah taught Shariyu in the front of your eyes. I know people, the man, he have a big, huge restaurant, selling all kind of haram. He has a bar, and has a beautiful house, and his children start going away. And he said, please, I did all this for you. He said, we do not want it. And the kids is gone. He collect everything from haram, he slave to his own haram, and his kids is going astray and going away, and he is still in haram, and he didn't wake up yet. What more blindness than that? Anybody can raise his hand and tell me what more blindness than that? And imagine none of us really is a rich. And if you are rich, you will not be sitting here. You will have no time for me because you think you have money. You have business to do. Don't make me lose time. No, don't make me lose dollar. You see? But you are losing your time. This is a reality of us. And this is why we have to listen to the message and comprehend it. And we ask Allah to implement it and implement the wisdom behind it. And otherwise we will be cursed like those who will listen and disobey. You cannot just keep listening as entertainment. You cannot. You will be cursed. At least said, oh Allah, I'm a sinner. I'm a sinner, ya Allah. Forgive me, save me, give me tawbah, give my family tawbah, and it should ache in you. If it's not aching you, you are a liar. Very important. It aches me when I hear people is not aching for their own problem. And take it like you went to the movie. Our family went going astray and we take it as slightly. No, it's not slightly. You are responsible in the front of Allah. You are responsible of what you've done. Meaning, at now, after the family is gone, I should be crying until I die. This is what I should do. And ask Allah to forgive me. My dear brother and sister in Islam, time is going out. We have session after session, story after story. Where is the heart? Where is the ears? Where is the one who obeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and said enough is enough? And we start changing before it's too late, because very, very soon, every one of us going to the grave. And you're only going to go with good deed and believe, nothing else. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us guidance, give us sincerity, give us honesty, give us the truth, enable us to see the truth and implement the truth. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from ourselves. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from our shaitan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from all the devils. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from all the temptation. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from dunya and what it contains and all the material. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us love death and make us want to meet Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad. Kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم يا حنان يا منان، يا بر يا رحيم، يا ودود يا كريم، يا أرحم الراحمين، يا علي يا عظيم، يا حليم يا عليم، يا رب العرش العظيم، اغفر وارحم وتجاوز عما تعلم، إنك أنت الأعز الأكرم. اللهم ارفع غضبك وسخطك عنا، اللهم ارفع غضبك وسخطك عنا يا رب العالمين. اللهم تب علينا، اللهم تب علينا، اللهم تب علينا واعف عنا وارحمنا، نحن وأمة حبيبك المصطفى يا رب العالمين. اللهم ردنا إلى دينك مردا جميلا. اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا، وباعد بيننا وبين الكفر والفسوق والعصيان، واجعلنا من الراشدين، واجعلنا من الهادين المهتدين. اللهم اخرج حب الدنيا من قلوبنا، واقذف في قلوبنا حبك ورجاءك يا رب العالمين، حتى لا نرجو أحدا غيرك يا أرحم الراحمين، برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. رب ارحمهما كما رباني صغيرا، رب ارحمهما كما رباني صغيرا، واغفر وارحم وتجاوز عما تعلم، إنك أنت العزيز الأكرم. وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين.